There's a public health emergency developing in West Virginia, but it's not COVID-19. It is an HIV outbreak, and the CDC says it is the most concerning one of its kind in the United States right now. Joining us now is Robin Polini. She's an epidemiologist at West Virginia University. Dr. Polini, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
And what is happening in West Virginia right now, and why?
Well, West Virginia, as most people know, has a very serious drug problem. We've had the highest overdose rate in the country for 10 years. We're highest in hepatitis C, or second highest, depending on the year, highest in acute hepatitis B. And we now have two active HIV outbreaks related to injection drug use. One is in the southwestern part of the state in Cabell County, where Huntington is. And then another one, which is this one that the CDC has deemed most concerning, which is in Charleston, West Virginia, which is our capital city in the center of the state.
Hmm. So when you see how many new HIV cases you're recording there in West Virginia, how does it compare to other places, you know, like California or New York?
I'm going to give you the example that the CDC has given us when they presented here. In 2020, we had 36 now new cases of injection-related HIV in Charleston. Ordinarily, we would see one case or maybe two cases per year. Compare that to New York City, so it's 150 times larger. They had the same number of injection-related HIV cases. So in this very small city in the heart of West Virginia, we have the same number of cases. And the number of cases is increasing very rapidly, so it's obviously very concerning.
Yeah. Well, so concerning that this week, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin called for more help from the CDC and an inquiry. A top CDC official, as you mentioned, told the Charleston City Council earlier this year that the city should be increasing its needle exchange programs to control the disease. But as you know, state lawmakers are very close to stopping these programs or putting major restrictions on them. What do you think of the timing of that effort in the middle of this outbreak?
Well, it's extremely concerning. It's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. So we know that syringe services programs are the best way to prevent the transmission of HIV and the other infectious diseases that I mentioned. And consistent with what the CDC is telling us, the best way that we can prevent or respond to these outbreaks is by expanding the access to these programs, as well as running them in a way that CDC tells us is the most effective. We have a bill in the West Virginia legislature that just passed out of a House committee this morning and is now headed to the floor and is likely to become law that would restrict those programs. And then in Charleston, where we have this outbreak, they're very close to passing a local ordinance that would do the same thing.
And short of these needle exchange programs then, because you might lose them, how do you get this under control?
I honestly am at a loss as to how you control these outbreaks without having these programs. You can certainly try to increase your testing and try to detect the cases that are out there and get people into treatment. But the whole time that you're doing that, you'll still have people injecting unsafely. And so you'll continue to accumulate cases. The other thing is that our cases in West Virginia, a large number of them are among people who are unhoused. So even once we find those cases, engaging them in care and getting them on treatment so that their viral load is low enough not to transmit to others is extremely difficult.
Do you have a sense of how those people are feeling? You know, this has got to be a pretty scary situation where, you know the outbreak is out there, but you're addicted to drugs and you can't stop injecting those drugs. What's the sense of fear in that community, if you know?
I can tell you that when I volunteer with these programs, people come for these services with tears in their eyes and thank us because they don't want to be sharing syringes. And so it's very emotional. We also haven't talked about overdoses. We have an alarming number of fatal overdose cases in West Virginia, as is the case across the country. And so we're losing people. We're losing people that we know and love and who I think really deserve better.
Some of the context here, of course, is that it's happening during another outbreak, the coronavirus pandemic. Are there any connections there? I mean, is it possible that health officials were distracted trying to get the pandemic under control? And that's part of the reason why, you know, we've seen this outbreak of HIV.
Well, I think that in general, and I know this is the case in West Virginia, that public health departments are under-resourced. And so it would be nice to have the resources to fight two battles at once, but that's just not the reality. I do know, and this is really a concern, is that over the past year during COVID, the number of HIV tests that have been conducted has gone down. So the number of cases that I've cited to you is actually probably much, much higher, but we haven't had the testing services out there to try and find folks. So I think that once attention can be diverted back to serving this population and doing HIV testing, we're going to continue to see those numbers go up, even just as a function of increased HIV testing.
Robin Pollini is an epidemiologist at West Virginia University. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.